Hello, good evening, sir. My name is Oscar. I'm with National Opinion Surveys. We are conducting an opinion survey about issues facing your community and the nation, and your individual answers are confidential. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes. Both. Yes.
All right. Thank you. And are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling on your cell phone, so we'll make this as quickly as possible, and we really appreciate your time. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm driving, but we're Bluetooth. We're fine. Go ahead.
Perfect. Thank you, sir. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No, sir.
Thank you. All right. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
All right. Thank you, sir. And just for statistical purposes, what is your age?
42.
All right. Thank you. Next question. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Sure. White.
All right. Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied or dissatisfied or very dissatisfied in with the direction the country is headed?
Oh, the slightly dissatisfied. They got a tough job running the country, but they don't work together very well. So slightly, whatever, slightly dissatisfied.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And next question. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion, have never heard of the person or organization, please say so, okay? Here's the first one.
Say that I say that I've never heard of them? Is that what you want me to say? Okay,
yeah,
no problem.
Never,
go ahead.
If you have never heard of them or have no opinion, just let me know, okay?
No problem.
The first one is the U.S. Department of Education on a scale from 0 to 100.
Ooh, how good do I think they're doing?
Mm-hmm.
50's average. That's another one. They got a tough one. I'll go 60. I think they're doing better than 50-50. Yeah, I'll give them a 60.
All right. Thank you. And the next one, the public schools on a scale from 0 to 100?
Yeah, about the same. I would also say 60.
Okay. How about public school teachers on a scale from 0 to 100?
Oof. Let's put them at, let's go 65. They got a tough job. Let's go 75. Can I change that one?
Sure. It's your opinion.
I didn't know if
75?
It was so fast. Yeah, 75. The people are dealing with, like, their boots on the ground. The education, Board of Education gets to sit in an office. The teachers have to deal, like, every day with. Anyway, go ahead.
I understand. You're fine. The next one, woke culture or wokeism on a scale from 0 to 100?
Do I feel warm and fuzzy? What is it like? 100 is that's great, and 0 is like that's BS. Making sure. Woke culture saying that's mostly BS. I'm gonna just go 25 on that one.
25. All right, thank you, sir. And the next one, Joe Biden, on a scale from 0 to 100.
Man, how do I feel about Biden? Oh man, just go 50. I'm serious. I'll give him a just right in the middle. Stuff I like and stuff I don't like.
All right, no problem. And the next one, Donald Trump, on a scale from 0 to 100?
Oh, not as good. Better go 40.
40? All right, thank you. How about the next one, Moms for Liberty, on a scale from
0 to 100? Unknown.
Unknown? Okay. Let's see here. All right. And the next one, the National Education of Association, or NEA.
National? Oh, I also unknown.
All right. And the last one, charter schools.
How do I feel about charter schools? I don't like it. I don't like that they basically take their kids out and make a different thing. I'm going to go 35.
35? All right, thank you. And the next question. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I will go good. I will go good.
Good. All right, thank you. Next, would you say that public schools or charter schools do a better job at educating students? Public schools or charter schools?
Yeah, let's go no opinion on that.
Okay. All right, let's see here. And the next question. Some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means public schools prepared them very well, 5 means public schools prepared them somewhat, and a 0 means that public schools do not prepare students at all regarding these topics. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Here's the first one. Compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market on a scale from 0 to 10?
Boy, I'm going to go 5. 5.
All right. And the next one, understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world. On a scale from 0 to 10?
Public school, I'll give them 7. They're good about including, like, handicapped and everybody. Yes, I will go 7.
All right, thank you.
And it's like, how well are my kids, right? Like, it's like, not my kids, but the idea of, like, how well do I think they're preparing the kids for the, like, the future of diversity, right? Just so I'm understanding this right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think 7, man. They definitely expose you to diversity. Like, you should not be surprised out in the real world. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. And the next one, grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math. On a scale from 0 to 10?
Yeah, to the real world, to get the jobs and compete. I'll go 6 on this. I understand we're falling behind the world, so I don't want to get us too patting ourselves on the back. Let's go 6, please.
6, no problem. And how about the next one? Be ready for higher education like college. On a scale from 0 to 10?
Not a lot of self-study. I'll say 6 on that.
All right. No worries. And the next one. Develop critical thinking skills.
And on a scale from 5. Yeah, 5.
5. And the last one on this. Develop social skills.
What was the last one?
The last one, develop social skills.
Oh, social.
Skills.
Yeah, sorry. I was... Senses. I heard more like senses. No. Okay. Social. Boy, are they developing social skills in school? Are they somewhat prepared, more prepared, whatever? I think socially is good. Let's go 7 on that.
7? All right. Thank you. And the next question. Would you say that your state spends not enough or too much or just about the right amount on public schools education?
Not enough.
Not enough? All right. Thank you. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years? Yes or no?
No, I have not.
All right. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
I would say a little.
Little? All right. Thank you. And as you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K through 12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics? You agree or disagree?
Oh, do I think CRT is mainly about politics? I would say mainly, yeah. I think they're blowing that up to much bigger than it is, yes.
Okay. Now, do you strongly agree or somewhat agree with it?
Oh, I would even go strongly on this one, sir. Yeah, strongly agree that this CRT is getting way, or critical race, yeah, CRT is getting way more attention than it needs. Yes.
All right.
And it's a political thing.
All right. Thank you. And the next question, how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
That discuss sensitive topics. Yeah, I guess I catch different things. You know, I would say a little, because I definitely have read stories where, you know, I've maybe agreed that this book should be removed, and I've read other stories where I would say I don't see the problem with that literature. So I would say when this comes up, yes, I take the time to read it. I'm interested in this. Yes. Or I'm going to say a lot, sir. I do care about books.
So you heard about it a lot?
I would say anything that comes across me that I will take the time to read it. So I would say a lot, yeah.
Okay.
Let's see how smart I am. Go ahead and fill me in with the next question. What do I maybe don't know anything about? Anyway, please.
You're fine, sir. The next one. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
I strongly disagree with that statement.
Okay. And the next one, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
Individual parents should not be able to, I strongly agree with that. Individual parents should not be allowed.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. And the last one on this, teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
That teachers should be allowed to challenge, right? The question is worded as, this is okay, I trust the teacher's judgment I do strongly agree with that.
All right, thank you.
The teachers should be allowed to challenge, yeah. Or,
right,
you know, even if it's maybe a controversial thing, yes.
Right. All right, thank you, sir. The next question. Now I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. The first one. Protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality. Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I'm going to say it to make sure I got it right, but I strongly support their ability to resist. Support. The question is, do I support them being able to oppose laws being changed? Can you read that one again for me, sir?
Sure, no problem, sir. Protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality. Do you strongly support?
I strongly support them being able to do that, yes.
All right, thank you. And the next one. Giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school. Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I will somewhat oppose.
All right, thank you. And the next one, making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues. You strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Their ability to, like, petition to remove. I mean, I support that they should have a means to, yes, I support this, yes.
Or do you somewhat support it or strongly
support it? Somewhat. I somewhat support. I'll go somewhat on this. I somewhat support this, yes.
All right, thank you. And the next one, adding an ethnic studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum. Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Oof, that's kind of vague. Adding an ethnic studies curriculum. Have no opinion, or do I need to say one of them?
No, that's fine. If you have no opinion, that's fine. Or if you don't know, that's
fine. I'm not for sure what ethics, you know, like, oh boy, that's pretty vague. I would like to skip this one, please.
No problem. And the next one, the last one on this, increasing discipline in schools. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I would strongly support this.
All right, thank you. And the next question. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K-12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contribution and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public schools curriculum? Do you support or oppose?
I would support that.
Do you strongly support or somewhat support it?
Let's go somewhat. Somewhat support.
All right, thank you. And next, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it very convincing, and 5 means that it's somewhat convincing argument, and a 0 means that it's not at all convincing argument. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Here's the first one. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history in this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. This attempt to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. On a scale from 0 to 10, how convincing is that statement for you?
Yeah, 10 means, like, very convincing, right? 100% convinced. I dig it.
All right, thank you. The next one. We don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents and certainly not politicians. On a scale from 0 to 10, how convincing is that statement for you?
10, very convincing.
All right, thank you. And the last one on this, working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges and employers value. On a scale from 0 to 10, how convincing is that statement for you?
I'll go 7. I mean, I do basically believe that, yeah.
All right.
7.
Thank you, sir. All right. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
Yeah, I strongly agree with that, yeah.
Strongly agree, all right. And the last one. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree.
All right, thank you. And switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College, or what's my options? I got an associate's degree. Is that, how specific are they on college? I have a college degree, but it was a two-year degree.
College graduate, bachelor's degree, or postgraduate?
College graduate.
College graduate, all right. Which mm-hmm. one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed or retired disabled or unemployed or student or homemaker?
Employed.
All right, thank you. And the next one. Are you married, unmarried with a partner, or single, or separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
All right, thank you. Let's see here. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Good one. I have said I'm a Republican forever because in my state, which is almost always gone red, we can't even vote in the primary unless we're registered as a Republican. How do I identify myself, though? I would say independent.
Independent? All right. Thank you.
I am a registered Republican just for the rule, you know what I mean? Because they won't let me vote in the primaries if I'm not registered. Anyway, go ahead.
I understand.
To a party.
I understand. Yeah. Okay. Understood, sir. No worries. The next one. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
Not living, you know. I mean, I got to have custody. Does that count? I consider she lives with her mom. No. Let's say no.
No? All right. Thank you. And although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, thank you. And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or homeschool in the last 10 years? Yes or no?
No.
All right. Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal or somewhat liberal or moderate or somewhat conservative or very conservative?
No, moderate. Hands down. Purple.
Moderate. All right. Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more, or every week, or once or twice a month, or several times a year, or hardly ever, or never?
Once or twice a month.
Once or twice a month? All right. Thank you.
Yeah, you're good. You're good. I know I don't make it every week. So once or twice is, yes, the correct answer.
All right. Thank you, sir. And for each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian? Does it apply to you, someone in your household, or does not apply?
No, does not apply.
All right. Is an educator, such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide, does it apply to you, apply to someone in your household, or does not apply?
No, you just said teacher, household aide. No, I'm almost positive no, but please read them one more time. I live by myself. No, I'm a computer programmer. I don't know what the hell I'm worried about. No, I program computers.
All right, no worries. So it would not apply. Thank you. The next one. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
I would say suburban.
Suburban? All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and this actually concludes our survey. I do thank you so much for your participation. Keep in mind your opinion is very important to us, okay? So thank you so much for participating, all right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your night, sir. Take care. Safe driving.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Certainly. Bye.
Bye.